Thanks for checking out this weekly Sunday message from Carrollton UMC. We pray that God will use this to speak to you and help you grow in faith. We invite you to join us this Sunday at our 10:30 a.m. one-hour service in person at our location in Uptown New Orleans or live online on our YouTube channel or Facebook page. To learn more about Carrollton, please visit carrolltonumc.com. We hope you enjoy this message.
Our scripture this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 55. It's verses 6 through 9. The prophet writes, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The word of God for us, the people of God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you in all ways, for you are our rock and our ever-present Redeemer. Amen. So, some of you may know we had a symposium here yesterday, a long-range planning symposium for the church, for Carrollton, and it was a pretty good turnout for the event. Now, if you saw the last email that went out about that, you saw that we were telling you, look, please come. This is not a meeting where you're going to walk in and get assigned to a bunch of committees or get tasked with doing a bunch of work. It's not about that at all. It was a much more about the bigger picture. What do we want the noble purpose of this particular church to be? So that we do the most good for the most people all of the time, using our unique God-given talents and graces. I gave the example of, if we do a Habitat program, you don't want me painting or building anything. But if you need somebody to cook for that, I can do that. But we should be working within our best gifts and our best talents so that people always get our best. So this seminar we had yesterday, this symposium, and we're going to have an announcement later, we're continuing this. It doesn't get down, not yet anyway, to the granular level of exactly what sort of programs we want to institute or how we want to maybe change or adjust the activities that we already do here until we figure out our why. So yesterday, as a sort of a beginning to the symposium, we heard a great speech or part of it from the United Methodist Bishop from South Carolina. It was part of his Episcopal address, the bishop addressing the entire general conference, the Methodist Church for the whole world, United Methodist Church. And he said, and I won't do it justice because he was booming when he said it. He said, "Once you fully understand your why, then your what will make a difference." He said, once you understand why you are supposed to be doing a certain thing for God, then what you are doing will indeed make a difference for God. And part of understanding that why is the appreciation that we are not supposed to be out there trying to build the kingdom for God, but instead we're supposed to be living into God's kingdom, a kingdom that already exists. It's not our kingdom, it's God's kingdom, which is why we have to ascertain through prayer and our God-given intellects the purpose, the why of this church, Carrollton, because that purpose is not what we think it ought to be, but instead what we discern that God wants it to be. Now, I know some people couldn't attend yesterday for various bona fide reasons, although I suspect that some people thought, why now? I'm even sure that some of the people who attended yesterday, like I said, we had a good attendance, were thinking the same thing. Why are we doing this now? And the answer is, if not now, when? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Seeking the Lord has to do with yearning, having a desire for something you don't have, something you really want. It's a main focus of your life, this seeking the Lord. And doing so while he can be found, according to Scripture, means while God is near. There's a sense of urgency there. There's an urgency because there's an implied threat that God's not always going to be found like this. And you're saying, now, wait a minute. This God, he's timeless, right? He's eternal. He never changes. Isn't he going to be around tomorrow? He's going to be around in a year. I mean, he's eternal. He'll be around in 10 million years. Yes, he will, but you won't. There's a window of opportunity here for each of us. And yes, God is timeless and eternal, but God sets apart certain times that he will interact with us in a special way. It's very similar. I think you remember the story of Moses and the burning bush. God is everywhere all the time, but at that moment, God called out to Moses from the bush. He says, Moses, Moses, and Moses says, here I am, Lord. And then the Lord spoke out. He said, don't come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place that you are standing is holy ground. I heard someone contend that it probably wasn't holy ground the next day, and it's probably not holy ground today, but it was holy ground that day, and that was Moses' special opportunity to encounter God. And so it is for us here in this church. God is providing an opening for us in the middle of our lives. After more than 100 years of the existence of Carrollton United Methodist Church, a church that has survived ups and downs and external pressures and even mediocre preaching, God is providing the opportunity for this church to have an encounter with him for the purpose of strengthening the church, to make sure that it's living in God's kingdom and not just treading water in its own world. God's not promising this church is going to be here forever. In fact, I expect that we should think it won't be. We see even the most venerable denominations lose churches left and right, even in our city, which has a well-known history and strong ties with Christianity and religion. There will come a day when this church will pass. And I don't know when that will be, and I suspect you don't either, but God does. And now, though, is the time that God is telling us, your church doors are open. Seek the Lord while the Lord may be found. In seeking God where he may be found, if that means that's when God is near, that's what the scripture says. How do we find God? There's three principal ways. One is in scripture. Later this week, God willing, look at these verses, the two that follow what we just read. So it's Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, where God says this, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth, making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I, God, sent it. So when God sends forth his word, scripture, God is near there. And that's where God can be found, in scripture. I love what God tells the Israelites in Deuteronomy 30. This is exactly how it reads in the New International Version. Now, what I'm commanding you today is not too difficult or beyond your reach. It's not up in the heavens so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven and get it so that we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea and proclaim it to us so that we will obey it? No, the word, God says, is very near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart so that you may obey it. God also draws near by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, God interacting with us on this earth outside of the time of Christ. And when we see God in action today in our lives, we are witnessing the Holy Spirit doing its work. And then there's Jesus. The scripture, the word, testifies to God's Son, our Savior. God drew near to us by means of Jesus Christ in the incarnation, God, human flesh on earth, and he lived with us, and we saw his glory, and we got to see what God is like. The same Jesus. Well, if I've told you once, I've told you a thousand times. Well, let's let Jesus tell you in Matthew 16, 18. Jesus says to Simon, he says, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." Talking to Simon, Jesus not only starts the Christian church, but he gives Simon a name in connection with that project, a role. He says, "Peter, you are the rock." Jesus has named every one of us as well. Maybe not with a new surname, but we each have a role to play. Peter took up the challenge, as did the other followers of Jesus, the disciples around him. Imagine if they hadn't. Well, I suppose Jesus would have had a workaround, but it wouldn't look good for those disciples, certainly not in the eyes of Christ. So what is holding you back? What holds a church back? Could be any number of reasons: greed, pride, ignorance, arrogance, or things like that. But then you say, "Well, I'm not suffering from any one of those." Well, okay, then perhaps it's fear that is holding you back. In that talk from the South Carolina bishop yesterday, we learned another thing about fear. He said this: "If it's something motivated by fear, then it's not from God, because fear is the opposite of faith." Well, we've all had those moments where fear took over and we made a decision based upon fear. It happens. It's important for us to recognize that it happened and ask for forgiveness and endeavor to avoid that happening again. God can work with that. It's like God worked with me when, out of fear, I halted seminary and the pursuit of the ministry midstream. God worked with that, and here I am, you're stuck with me. God can work with that kind of error as long as you're still living and breathing, as long as it's not too late for you. The prophet Isaiah advises us, "Seek the Lord while he may be found," while you are in the possibility of finding him. Call on him while he is near. Let us pray. God, we never doubt that you are near, but push that concept aside like it's just another thing in our day that we have to deal with. And Lord, we miss the opportunities that you put in front of us to witness to other people, to be your church, to be compassionate, to be kind, to strip ourselves of the things that prevent us from being the person that you purposed us to be. Lord, help us to live into that purpose, not in our own kingdom, not in our own world, Lord, but in your kingdom and in your glory and in your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.